Item number five, a resolution by Supervisors Holloway, Mayo, and Johnson endorsing the principles and recommendations of the Milwaukee County Apprenticeship Work Group. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit and was approved by a vote of 6-0.
Supervisor Johnson.
Madam Chair, I move to concur with the recommendation of the Council Public Works.
Which was to adopt.
Which was to adopt.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee.
Would you identify yourself for the committee?
Sure. My name is Pam Fent, and I was the chair of the Milwaukee, or I am the chair of the Milwaukee County Apprenticeship Work Group, which was formulated by County Board Resolution in 2007, and we held our first meeting in June of 2008. I have a short presentation and a one-page summary of the report that I just passed around. I wanted to review for members of the committee who were the participants in the work group. We met almost monthly for two full years and then met intermittently as we put together the report that you've all had a chance to review. I was the chairperson when I started working on this endeavor. I was the director of the Good Jobs and Livable Neighborhoods Coalition, who worked very closely with MICA and other groups to help enact the PERC. And now I am Green Jobs Marketing Representative with the Laborers Union in Wisconsin. Supervisor Johnson was a member of the work group. Lauren Baker from MPS Career and Technical Education, Nakarsi Feaster from Laborers Union Local 113, Frida Webb from Milwaukee County Community Business Development Partners, Don Natsky from the Office for Persons with Disabilities here at Milwaukee County, Anthony Rainey from United Auto Workers Local 469, Joe Wiesling from the Southeast Wisconsin Carpentry Training Center, Nick Triscari from the apprenticeship program at MATC, and Devin Turner representing the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. So those were the members of the work group who interviewed speakers, all experts on different aspects of apprenticeship. We reviewed a number of reports, including the two reports put out by the NAACP, the report put out by the Legislative Audit Bureau that was championed by State Representative Barbara Tolles, and we did our own analysis of Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards data. The highlights of the findings was that due to a number of factors, there was an increase as the economy was rising between 2004 and 2007. There was an uptake in diversity in registered apprenticeship programs in the Milwaukee area. And then when the economic recession hit and the bottom fell out of the construction industry, we did see a drastic decline in apprenticeships overall and apprenticeships for minorities. One interesting thing to note, which is found on page 9 of the longer report, is that actually minority apprenticeships decreased at a much lower rate than non-minority apprenticeships. So while overall decrease in apprenticeships in the past decade was 35%, minority apprenticeships declined by 10%. So that meant that what we did not see happen was a case of last hired, first fired, and so we retained some of the diversity that we had achieved in the years before the recession. So that's a small silver lining in an otherwise somewhat depressing picture about construction employment and apprenticeship employment. I can say for our trade, we have 21 apprentices who are currently laid off, and we'll start testing again next month, and they're, you know, until those 21 go back to work, there's no place to put new apprentices if we don't create new opportunity. So on the bottom of the one-page handout where we see the 2010 column where 24% of employed persons in the Milwaukee metro area are minority and only 15% of apprenticeships, that shows the gap that we're trying to close here. When you look at the 10% increase in minority share in the last decade. You can see that the diversity in the apprenticeships was growing at a slightly faster rate than employment overall, which is, again, is a small statistical window of hope there in terms of moving in the right direction. That 15% is the average over all types of apprenticeships, whether it's the barber cosmetology program at MATC or trades training for construction trades. So I put down at the bottom there some of the programs that had the higher percentages than the area average. Obviously, as spring construction season is starting up, this is going to be the time to really ask the kinds of questions that you were just asking on the previous item and making sure that the representation is happening. That really moves us to the issue of the recommendations that the work group came up with. As I stated at the committee hearing last week, we're an ad hoc work group appointed to look into this issue, so we took that job pretty seriously, and wherever we saw an area for improvement, we made a recommendation. So we had a list of recommendations that are pertinent to the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards at the state level. We made recommendations to the joint apprenticeship committees for the different trade unions in terms of things that they could do better, and to the Department of Public Instruction, to MPS. And finally, the recommendation for Milwaukee County itself is to consider adopting an apprenticeship utilization standard such as that that the City of Milwaukee and also the Sewerage District has. And I did bring some data just to share, you know, why policy matters. With the Department of Public Works apprentices, there were 71 apprentices in 2010 that were employed on city projects, and 42% of those apprentices were minorities. For MMSD, the stat point that's in the report said 23 apprentices. That was actually what was predicted by contractors before the start of the projects going into their construction season, looking at what projects they thought would utilize apprentices. So they were predicting 23. They actually came up with 114 apprentices, and 30% of those were minority. So while we'd like to think in this day and age we don't need to direct that we want to have that training component, that earn while you learn component, mandated on projects, I think sometimes because people don't like paperwork, because it's something they don't understand or haven't done before, if we don't ask for it, we probably won't get it. And so that is why the work group really weighed in terms of Milwaukee County also adopting a policy that would require apprenticeship utilization.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Questions by committee members? We do have a motion to concur with Transportation and Public Works, which is to adopt the resolution. Supervisor Lisman.
I apologize if I missed this, but in terms of the recommendation, is this just about a policy on how we would use apprentices on our projects where we're hiring outside contractors, or what about our internal? We seem to not be using apprentices in our internal trades. We're not really engaging that sort of ladder through.
The way, I'm not an expert on county board resolutions, but the way it's written, it seems that it's directing both your director of your Department of Transportation and your director of DAS to look into what, you know, I guess the answer would be you can make it what you want it to be. It could be simply for outside contracts saying each contractor needs to use the apprentices in the ratios that are set out by the state on a trade-by-trade basis. But you certainly could include that in the ready-to-work initiative and look at adding a formal apprenticeship component to that work as well. So I think it's really would be incumbent on supervisors to sort of dig into the details and make it as narrow or as broad as you see fit.
Okay. I mean, in the discussion, at least what I read, it seemed to center on the outside projects, and I just wondered to what extent the group had looked at what the practice is here in the county.
We did actually discuss what role there would be for training up new workers to replace, you know, possibly departing workers within the county ranks, and certainly earn and learn was discussed, and that was a very specific recommendation of Ruth Zabrensky, a longtime NAACP activist who came and spoke to our work group. She said that she'd always thought that Milwaukee County should apply to be a direct trades trainer themselves and take on that role. So we concurred with, the work group concurred with that.
If you look at the resolution, the third be it resolved, all it says, and it's on lines 64 to 69, it says in the middle of it, the directors of transportation and DAS facilities management to develop an apprenticeship utilization plan and report back in September. So it's really wide open in its description, but clearly it'd be great to have both components looked at and then come back in September. So clearly if the board wanted it to go into more of that direction as well, they could have it do that.
And I think to Supervisor Biddle's point on the previous item, one of the reports where Dr. Mark Levine did note a slight uptick in black male employment was when the Marquette Interchange project was going on and the City Hall restoration project going on. Both those projects had apprenticeship utilization requirements and local hiring, and so the intersection of those two sets of policies actually created a statistically evident improvement in employment opportunities for African American males.
Thanks, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to congratulate Chairwoman Pence. Enthusiasm, her patience. There were times when some of us could not make it to meetings, but it was also a long process. And not only do we have speakers come to us and give us perspectives as relates to their jobs and their careers and what they see, what happens in their particular roles as people in the apprenticeship industry, whether it be the state or whether it be from the local unions. We also had time as the apprenticeship work group to talk about what was trending and what members of the work group saw as being relevant, not relevant. We looked at the young people, we looked at the youth, what's happening in the Milwaukee Public School System, and their recommendations that would fit the perspective of the public school system and how it can be strengthened, because a lot of what happened in the past is that a lot of what happened in the past is no longer happening. There used to be a time 30, 40 years ago, you'd have a shop and you'd have young people who really wanted to go to the metal shop, the wood shop, and they would look at developing careers given their interests. A lot of that has changed, and you've got special schools that have certain curriculum that can accommodate anybody who wants to do that. But now the emphasis is on college education. As we know, not everybody, college education does not fit everyone. And even though a majority of people realize the value of college education, there's misfitting as such. Sometimes people get degrees and then they find out that with that degree, it's very hard for them to get a good paying job. So they have to go retrain, or they may have to go in another direction. Well, the recommendations in this report are comprehensive enough that there's a good look at all the different parts of the system and how they interact, and recommendations for what could happen to improve the systems if certain institutions got together and would work toward going forward. Not necessarily dwelling on the past, but taking the past as an indicator as to what could happen and building upon what is now. So I want to thank her for her work, for her diligence, and putting together this report to present to the board.
Thank you very much. It's clearly a very impressive amount of work and effort put into this, and we really appreciate it. Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'm reading the report, and it's a good report, and I appreciate the work that you and the work group has done to present this to us, and, you know, the leadership of Chairman Holloway for actually putting it together. But
it underscores two important things when you read it. A, Waukee County could really be in a good position to do workforce development and increase the level of apprenticeships in the construction and other trades. That's why we need to get the initiative going, you know, because it directly talks about the initiative in their report. And I don't really know what else you need for this thing to get kick-started. That is a pressing need, and that can help, you know, what's going on right now. And also it illustrates the need for transportation. And so for folks to be able to go to the opportunities. And I think that is very incumbent on the board and the administration to really figure out the sales tax thing and have a cohesive strategy going into the next biennium at the state legislature, really pushing for that sales tax, because as long as we don't have transportation to connect those opportunities, these disparities will still exist. The lack of apprenticeships with minorities and women will exist. And it just further reaffirms my belief that the Ready to Work initiative needs to hurry up and get going so we can actually do what this report and other reports like Mark Levine are saying that we need to do. So I just wanted to make those quick comments. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Johnson.
I would hope as a follow-up that with respect to what happens formally, that the work group, the members of the work group could get together maybe quarterly to, again, look at what's happening out here. Because here in Milwaukee County, I remember when we were thriving. Of course, I was much younger than you, but we were thriving. And it's got to the point where there are a lot of studies done, a lot of actors, partners in a particular system may be approached, but unless there's follow-up, unless there's some hope to get people to actually act, then things only go so far. And what is that doing to improve our quality of life? What is that doing for your son, for your sons, supervisors, and daughters? What's that going to mean to them 15, 20 years ago, if the same cycle just continues, mm-hmm. because somebody somewhere has decided not to be active, not to be proactive, or to block whatever needs to be done. I mean, this community is hurting and needs to go forward as it relates to employment, apprenticeships, journeymen, so that people have decent wages so that this economy can be stronger than what it is. So I hope, Madam Chair, that we can get together on an ad hoc basis over the years to do what we can to kind of review and go forward.
It was an excellent group of individuals to work with, and I think that they'd be more than willing to, you know, review what comes to the board for policy suggestions for actually implementing, you know, additional ideas at the county level. I know that people are very interested, and they did put a lot of their time and effort and thought into crafting each section of the report. So I did really work with an excellent group of people, and I thank them all for their help.
And given that, Supervisor, you might want to have an amendment maybe made for board day, because this same resolution went to both committees, that would have a new be it resolved saying that the county would request some updates from your entity over whatever time frame you want. Also, I realized as you were talking that one of the be it resolved talks is forwarding the report to DPI and the superintendent of public schools and MATC, et cetera. You might actually, in the amendment, request a report or that they come in and address the committee as well, maybe when the September report comes in or whatever, so that whatever committee sits here has the chance to actually speak directly with those groups that the county's asking to work with. So that might be helpful too.
So they can be, I appreciate that, I'm sure we expect the proposed collaborations that mm-hmm. we have, those entities come to us and support us as to what they want.
Right.
But otherwise, it goes in air. Mm-hmm.
Policy is only as good as its implementation.
We don't want another report on the shelf, is what they're
exactly,
saying.
Exactly, right.
Okay. Yep. All right, we have a motion by Supervisor Johnson to concur with approval by the TPW committee. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaun?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you. Okay, we're now on item number 6. Madam Clerk.